Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of the series The Virtues of Ramadan. We welcome you back to another episode. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, the believer's intention is better than his actions. Therefore, the more good intentions you make, inshallah azza wa jal, the more reward you will get. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Laylatul Qadr is an extremely blessed and sacred night. It is called Laylatul Qadr because the commandments of the whole year are enforced in this night. In other words, the angels make a record of whatever is going to happen the following year. It is stated in Tafsir Sawi on page number 2398, volume 6. Translation: destiny appears in the registers of the angels. There are several other reasons for the greatness of this night. A renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Al-Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, this night is called Laylatul Qadr for several reasons. Number one, in this night, the tasks of the following years are set and assigned to the angels. Qadr refers to either destiny or dignity. Number two, the Holy Quran was revealed in this night. Number three, the worship performed in this night has great excellence. And number four, Qadr also means narrowness. Angels descend in this night in such a great number that the earth is crowded with them. For these reasons, this night is called Laylatul Qadr. There is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif that states, whoever offers salah with faith and sincerity in this night shall be forgiven for all his previous sins. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the blessings of Laylatul Qadr and also some signs of this blessed night. Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, this is a night of peace. People are protected from many troubles such as illnesses, evils, calamities, storms, thunder, lightning, and other things. In fact, everything that descends in this night contains peace, benefit, and goodness. In this night, the devil cannot make people do evil things, and no magician's magic works. This night is full of peace. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to the signs of Laylatul Qadr. Sayyidina Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam about Laylatul Qadr. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam replied, Laylatul Qadr is in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. That is the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th, or the last night of Ramadan. Whoever worships in this night with faith in order to earn reward will be forgiven for all his previous sins. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Some of its signs are as follows. The night will be open. bright, and extremely clear. It will be neither too hot nor too cold. The weather is quite normal at this night, and the moon is clearly visible. The devils are not struck by the stars throughout the whole night. There is another sign, that is the rising of the sun without rays on the following morning, and the sun looks like the moon of the 14th night. Allah Azza wa Jal has prevented the devil to come out with the sunrise of that morning. Apart from that one day, whenever the sun rises in the morning, the devil also comes out. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Laylatul Qadr falls on one of the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Sometimes it even falls on the 30th night. There may be thousands of reasons for keeping this night a secret. And most certainly, one of those reasons is that the Muslims try to spend every night worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in search of Laylatul Qadr. Many signs of Laylatul Qadr have been mentioned in Ahadith, but it is not easy for everyone to see these signs. In fact, only men of insight can see them. Sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal shows these signs to His chosen people. One of the signs of Laylatul Qadr is that the salty ocean water turns sweet. And another sign is that everything in the universe, except humans and jinns, submit to the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal by prostrating, but not everyone sees it. Sayyidina Ubaid bin Imran radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "One night, while I was making wuzu at the Red Sea, I tasted the water which was sweeter than even honey. I was extremely surprised. When I told Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu about it, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, 'O Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it would be Laylatul Qadr.' He radiallahu ta'ala anhu further said, 'Whoever spends this night remembering Allah Azza wa Jal, it is as if he worshipped for more than 1,000 months, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive all of his sins.'" Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijah al-Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are listening about the signs of Laylatul Qadr. Let's listen to a parable. The slave of Sayyidina Usman bin Abil As radiallahu ta'ala anhu once said to him, "O master radiallahu ta'ala anhu, I've been a sailor for a long time. I've noticed a strange thing in the ocean water. What is it?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked. The slave replied, "O master radiallahu ta'ala anhu, every year there is a night in which the ocean water turns sweet." He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his slave, "Be careful this year. Do tell me when the ocean water turns sweet." On the 27th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak, the slave said to Sayyidina Usman bin Abil As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "O master, the water has turned sweet tonight." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, several signs of Laylatul Qadr have been mentioned. A question may arise in one's mind as to why common people are unable to observe any of the signs of Laylatul Qadr despite the fact that it falls every year. To answer the question, the honorable scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala have said, not everyone is able enough to discern these hidden things because they are related to kashf, that is spiritual vision, and karama, that is saintly miracle. Only people with the gift of basirat, that is spiritual insight, can see them. How can a person who commits many sins every day see these signs? Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has decided to keep Laylatul Qadr a secret, so we don't know for sure as to which night Laylatul Qadr is. Mother of the believers, Sayyidatina Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha has narrated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "Look for Laylatul Qadr in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, that is the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and the 29th. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said that Laylatul Qadr was revealed to some of the honorable companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in dream in the last 7 nights. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I see your dreams have united in the last 7 nights. So the one who desires it should look for it in the last 7 nights. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a blessed sunnah of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal has kept some very important things secret. Allah Azza wa Jal has hidden His pleasure in pious deeds, His wrath in sins, and His awliya rahimahumullah ta'ala among His servants. Therefore, we shouldn't miss any good deed, even though it looks minor, because we don't know which good deed would please Allah Azza wa Jal. Many blessed ahadiths contain such incidents. For example, on the Day of Judgment, a fallen woman will be forgiven simply for having given water to a thirsty dog to drink. Likewise, as his displeasure is hidden in sins, we should avoid each and every sin, though it apparently looks minor, because even a single sin can bring about the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal. Similarly, He Azza wa Jal has hidden His awliya amongst His servants. So we should treat every pious Muslim with respect, because we don't know as to who is a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we treat pious people with respect, give up suspicion, and consider every Muslim better than us, our society will get reformed and we will succeed in the afterlife, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated in his famous commentary, Tafsir-e-Kabir, there are several reasons why Allah Azza wa Jal has concealed the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Number one, He Azza wa Jal has concealed many things such as His pleasure in obedience so that people would perform every form of worship, His wrath and sins so that people would avoid every single sin, His awliya amongst His servants so that people would respect every single person, the fulfillment of supplications in making supplications so that people would make supplications abundantly, the Ism-e-Azam amongst His names so that people would respect every single name, and the Salat-e-Wusta amongst the Salah so that people would offer all the Salah. Likewise, the acceptance of repentance has been kept secret so that people always repent of their sins, and the time of death has also been kept secret so that people always fear it. Similarly, Laylatul Qadr has also been kept secret so that people respect all the nights of Ramadan. Number two, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states, it is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says to His servants, I know you're daring about sins. If I had declared a particular night as Laylatul Qadr, and if you had committed sins knowingly, even at this sacred night due to your lust, it would have been more severe than committing sins unknowingly. According to a narration, once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid where he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw a man sleep inside. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, O Ali kazamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, wake him up so that he can perform wudu. Having awoken the man, Sayyidina Ali kazamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, usually you prefer to perform righteous deeds. Why did you not wake him up yourself? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, I did not do so because his refusing you is not a kufr. I did it to reduce his crime. It is an example of the mercy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Considering this hadith, imagine the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you had worshipped in Laylatul Qadr after being aware of it, you would gain more reward than 1,000 months. But if you had sinned, you would have been punished for 1,000 months, and protection from punishment is better than earning reward. Point number 3. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states, it is as if Allah Azza wa Jal says, I kept this night secret so that people would struggle hard to acquire it and earn reward for their struggles. And point number 4, since people are unaware as to which night Laylatul Qadr is, they will try to worship Allah Azza wa Jal every night of Ramadan in search of Laylatul Qadr. Referring to these people, Allah Azza wa Jal admonished the angels, you used to say that these humans would fight and shed blood, but look, these are their efforts and struggles in a night that could be Laylatul Qadr. They are not even certain of it. So what would have they done if I had told them the exact night? In other words, they would worship even more abundantly. This is a secret to the answer Allah Azza wa Jal gave to the angels when He Azza wa Jal said to them, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, I am going to place a caliph in the earth. The angels said, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, they said, will you place such who will spread violence and shed blood in it? And we glorify you, commending you and sanctify you. Then He Azza wa Jal said, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, He Azza wa Jal said, I know what you know not. Thus, the secret behind this statement has been revealed. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Laylatul Qadr has been kept secret for many reasons, so that the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal spend the whole year looking for it and constantly striving to earn the reward of worships. There are many opinions of the honorable scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala regarding the exact date of Laylatul Qadr. Some scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala say that Laylatul Qadr moves throughout the year. For example, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, only the man who searches carefully throughout the entire year for Laylatul Qadr will be able to find it. Favoring the foregoing saying, Imamul Arifin Sayyidina Shaykh Muhyiddin bin Arabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, once I found Laylatul Qadr on the 15th night of Shaban, that is Shab-e Barat, and in another year, I found it on the 19th night of Shaban. I've also seen it on the 13th and the 18th nights of Ramadan. Further, in different years, I have also seen it in the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further stated that though Laylatul Qadr mostly falls in Ramadan, in my experience, it falls on different nights of the year, so it is in the same night every year. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are listening to the blessings of Laylatul Qadr and different signs of Laylatul Qadr and the different opinions of different scholars rahimahumullah ta'ala regarding Laylatul Qadr. Let's listen to two sayings of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala in this regard. Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan, but there is no specific night for it, whereas Sayyidina Imam Abu Yusuf and Sayyidina Imam Muhammad rahimahumullah ta'ala say that Laylatul Qadr is in the last 15 nights of Ramadan. A famous saying of Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala is that Laylatul Qadr falls at different nights of the year. Sometimes it is in Ramadan and sometimes it is in other months. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud and Sayyidina Ikrimah radiallahu ta'ala anhum also favored this opinion. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that Laylatul Qadr is one of the last 10 nights of Ramadan and it is the same night every year. It will never change up to the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that Laylatul Qadr falls in one of the odd nights of the last 10 days of Ramadan, but it is not the same night every year. It changes every year within these odd nights. Sometimes it is the 21st night, sometimes it's the 23rd, 25th, 27th, and sometimes the 29th night. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Some scholars have quoted Sayyidina Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Iraqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saying, I have found Laylatul Qadr every year since I have reached puberty. Then, expressing his personal experiences about Laylatul Qadr, he said, "Whenever the first fast fell on Sunday or Wednesday, Laylatul Qadr was on the 29th night. If the first fast was on a Monday, it was the 21st night. If the first fast was on a Tuesday or Friday, it was the 27th night. If the first fast was on a Thursday, it was the 25th night. And if the first fast was on a Saturday, it was the 23rd night." Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Despite the differences of opinions, majority of scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala have the opinion that Laylatul Qadr is in the 27th night of Ramadan every year. Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu holds the opinion that the 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. Ghawse Azam, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also have the same opinion. Sayyidina Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is one of the scholars who also favored the opinion that Laylatul Qadr is in the 27th night of Ramadan. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has given two proofs in the favor of his opinion. Firstly, there are 9 letters in the Arabic word Laylatul Qadr, and this word appeared 3 times in Surah Qadr. If 9 is multiplied by 3, the total is 27, which hints that Laylatul Qadr is in the 27th night. Secondly, there are 30 words in Surah Qadr, and 27th word is Hiya, the Arabic pronoun for it, which refers to Laylatul Qadr. In other words, this is a hint from Allah Azza wa Jal for the righteous that Laylatul Qadr is in the 27th night. Dear viewers of Madani channel, by keeping Laylatul Qadr a secret, Allah Azza wa Jal has persuaded his servants to worship every single night. If He Azza wa Jal has specified a particular night as Laylatul Qadr and revealed it to us, we would probably remain heedless in other nights of the year and carry out special worships only in this one night. As it has been kept secret, every wise man is supposed to search for this sacred night throughout the entire year and perform good deeds every night of the entire year. If someone sincerely searches for Laylatul Qadr, Allah Azza wa Jal does not let his efforts go to waste. He Azza wa Jal will definitely grant him the blessings of this night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The following narration has been mentioned on page 187 of Gharaib al-Quran. If anyone recites the following dua 3 times at night, it is as if he has found Laylatul Qadr. We should recite this dua every night. Here is the dua. La ilaha illallah al-halim al-kareem. Subhanallah rabbis samawati al-sab'i wa rabbil arsh al-azim. Translation: there is no one worthy of worship except Allah Azza wa Jal, who is Halim and Kareem. Allah Azza wa Jal is Subhan, Rabb of the 7 skies and the magnificent Arsh. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O seekers of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, we should perform some good deeds at every night of the year. Every night, there are 2 fard salah that are Maghrib and Isha. Along with other salah, we should try our level best to offer these 2 salah with complete jama'at every night. If we succeed in offering these salah with jama'at at Laylatul Qadr, we will be successful not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Make it your daily habit to offer all the 5 salah, including the Fajr and Isha salah, with complete jama'at. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, if anyone offers Isha salah with jama'at, it is as if he has spent this half night in salah. And if he offers Fajr salah with jama'at, it is as if he spent the entire night in salah. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has quoted the following saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam: the one offering Isha with the jama'at has definitely earned his share from Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O seekers of mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. If we have the habit of offering salah with jama'at throughout the year, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be blessed with offering these two salah with jama'at in Laylatul Qadr as well. And in this way, we will attain the reward of the whole night's worship in Laylatul Qadr despite sleeping the entire night. We should make special arrangements to worship in the nights that are more likely to be Laylatul Qadr. For example, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, or at least the last 5 odd nights, and especially the 27th night, because there is a high probability that this night is Laylatul Qadr. We must not spend this night in heedlessness. We should spend the 27th night repenting of sins, reciting istighfar, salat ala nabi, salam and zikr. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding our episode, let's listen to some important Madani pearls regarding Laylatul Qadr. Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem has said, whoever recites Surah Qadr 7 times in Laylatul Qadr, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect him from every calamity, and 70,000 angels would pray that he enter heaven. Further, whoever recites it 3 times on Friday, that is any Friday of the entire year before Salatul Jum'ah, Allah Azza wa Jal will write as many good deeds for him as the number of people offering Salah that day. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, mother of the believers, Sayyidatana Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that she asked the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, what should I recite if I find Laylatul Qadr? The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, make this dua. Translation of that dua is, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you are indeed the forgiver and the benevolent. You also like forgiving, so forgive me. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if only we would recite this dua at least once every night, we'd be blessed with Laylatul Qadr any night. If not every night, recite it repeatedly on at least the 27th night of Ramadan. In addition, if Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the ability, stay awake the entire night and recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam abundantly. Attend a sunnah inspiring ijtima and try to spend your time offering nafil salah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ismail Haqqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated the following narration in his commentary Ruhul Bayan. All the previous sins of the one offering nafil salah sincerely in Laylatul Qadr will be forgiven. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, used to worship abundantly in the last days of Ramadan. He would remain awake the entire night for worship and make his family stay awake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, alhamdulillah, we covered different blessings of Laylatul Qadr. We also heard the signs of Laylatul Qadr. Other than that, we also heard what we should do in the night of Laylatul Qadr. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all without accountability. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to spend the night of Laylatul Qadr in worship. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, try to spend the 27th night of Ramadan in worship. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.